Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
I want to go a little bit deeper into something that Jeremy White had to say. You listen to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Danny Parkins is going to be on the show here coming up in just a little bit. So here is what Jeremy White had to say about the passing attack right now for the Buffalo Bills. And it's been a little bit down by their standards.
The big story around here, even though they won last week 49 over Carolina, the big story is that the offense does not look right, especially the passing game. Sure, the Bills can run for 200, and if they face a team that can't stop the run, they can run all day and win the game that way. But in obvious passing situations, the Bills' offense is in trouble. Josh Allen is taking more sacks. His pressure-to-sack ratio has always been very good. He's getting hit a lot. He's getting sacked a lot, and teams are blitzing him more and more and more because there are no threats on the outside. Teams are not afraid of the Bills' weapons. And right now the quarterback is paying for it. He's also not without blame here. He's not played particularly well. Turned the ball over a couple of times, missed some open throws, missed some open reads. So right now the number one thing Bills fans would probably like to see would be see the MVP quarterback look like an MVP, because it's been a little while since that's happened.
As I've really started to deep dive into these two teams, I would say that one thing has been pretty apparent. And what has been apparent is the Chiefs have been able to kind of rebuild their offense on the fly to continue to keep things around Patrick Mahomes. Now, at times, I've been critical of Brett Veach. You know that. Sometimes that's just the job. But I have to acknowledge they have given Mahomes certainly enough when everybody is healthy. And they've hit on their draft picks when they've taken a chance. If you look at Buffalo, Buffalo spent a first-round pick on Dalton Kincaid. I don't think Dalton Kincaid has turned out to be the player that I thought he could be. I thought there was a chance that Dalton Kincaid could be a top three tight end in the National Football League. That's not what he's been so far. Dalton Kincaid's fine. He's not bad by any means. I'm not going to call him a bust, but if you're going to spend the 25th overall pick on a tight end, he needs to be in that Pro Bowl conversation. He needs to be a guy that pretty routinely you think could be a 1,000-yard player. That's not what he's been so far. Buffalo, as good as they are offensively, I don't care. If Khalil Shakir is your number one wide receiver, you're just going to have some problems offensively. That's what the Chiefs have. That's kind of what was happening in the very beginning of the season. Hollywood and Juju can't be your number one and number two. Tyquan Thornton can't be your number one and number two. But now that you got Xavier Worthy back, now that you got Rashee Rice back, and now everybody falls into place and falls into their role, it just makes things so much easier for everybody else. where you see one offense has really started to explode and is really finding its rhythm and its stride, and that's just not the case for the other one. So I would say the Buffalo has had a couple of different missteps. The first one is Dalton Kincaid. Again, I'm not saying he's a bust, but he hasn't been a tremendous knock-it-out-of-the-park kind of player. You much rather have Xavier Worthy. You much rather have Rashee Rice than have Dalton Kincaid if you're talking about using that. And it's also Keon Coleman. I liked Keon Coleman a lot coming out of Florida State. Super athletic. He's averaging less than 10 yards a catch. That's not good for a guy who you basically spent a first-round pick on. He was a 33rd overall pick. And a guy who you were expecting to be a Plaxico Burress, big play, go get it kind of receiver, certainly in the red zone, he's averaging 9.9 yards per catch. And so far through the first seven games, he has 250 yards and doesn't seem to have a position. So if you want to find out how Kansas City has been able to kind of reinvent itself and how Buffalo feels like it's a little bit stalled offensively, you don't got to really look a lot further than the draft. Buffalo hasn't hit on when they've tried to go find that guy to pair with their quarterback in the passing game. They found it in the run game with Cook. They paid him, and it's certainly paying dividends. They haven't found that receiver where the Chiefs have. The Chiefs found it with Rashee Rice. They found it with Xavier Worthy. And having that as the foundation, you then were able to build around it. And, oh, yeah, you had Travis Kelce also in place. You would take Kansas City's first, second, and third pass-catching option before you would take anybody on Buffalo. That's the difference in the quarterback production so far between these two teams.
I think it's fair to ask, after hearing what Jeremy White had to say, if Buffalo has the firepower to keep up with Kansas City. Because the names on the piece of paper, the names on the computer box, you pull up their depth chart, you go to Our Lads, ESPN, whatever your site is, the names you feel like, oh, the Bills have the offense. James Cook is that guy. Khalil Shakir, you think, is that guy. You were a person who was a believer in the draft, Keon Coleman. I was too. I'm not throwing you under the bus there. Kincaid, Knox, those are good tight ends. They have the second best quarterback in the NFL. Like, oh, they have the weaponry to really keep up. I think it's fair to ask, if this game gets in the, you know, 20s and 30s, can the Bills keep up? Because it does not feel like, based on what Jeremy White said, the Bills can keep up in a high-scoring affair. Like, last year's AFC Championship game ended 32-29. If the Chiefs get to 32 on Sunday, what are the Bills at? Because I don't think they're getting to 29. And that's not just the Chiefs' defense and a testament to their success. It doesn't sound like the Bills have the oomph to get to 29 on their own.
I'm 100% with you. I want to make one more point here, too, kind of in line with what we were talking about. So we just discussed the draft, right? Another thing has also been free agency. You know the Bills paid Josh Palmer? They paid Josh Palmer 3 years, $29 million, $18 million guaranteed. The Chiefs gave Hollywood Brown $6.5 million guaranteed. So they didn't really pay him any money. And then if you look at the contract that they gave Juju Smith-Schuster, we're talking about almost the exact same thing. I mean, really no guaranteed kind of money. So Buffalo went out there, tried to swing big to go get Joshua Palmer. They gave him $18 million. Between Juju and Hollywood, they gave them less than $8 million between the two of them in guaranteed money. So some of it has been the draft for sure. Some of it has been Kansas City has been a little bit smarter and better in free agency, and we're not even counting them finding Tyquan Thornton, which anybody in the league could have got. It's like finding a 20 in your pocket before you do laundry. So we're talking about three receivers who have all been very productive for Kansas City that they got less than $10 million guaranteed into, and which Joshua Palmer, Buffalo has $18 million guaranteed into, and he hasn't scored a touchdown so far this season, has 200 yards receiving. Like, you can't miss in the draft and miss in free agency. You got to pick one of the two. If you're going to miss in free agency, that's okay. Well, then you got to hit with Dalton Kincaid. You got to hit with Keon Coleman. But right now, they've been very across the board.
I will. The text line, the top text, says it absolutely perfectly. The Chiefs and Bills are in very similar salary cap situations. They are up against the number right now. That is the situation for both of them. But the Chiefs feel like they're getting the most out of the players they're paying, whether that be the Hollywood Brown $6 million or the Patrick Mahomes mega contract. The Bills are up against the cap, and is any player on their team living up to their contract? Like, we just heard Jeremy White say Josh Allen's not playing like the MVP this year. So you would say he's not living up to his contract. Maybe James Cook is the only guy. But if we were to pull the biggest contracts on the Buffalo Bills, I bet you would say underachieving, underachieving, underachieving. Meanwhile, the Chiefs, playing to their contract, playing to their contract. You might even find some guys that are playing above and beyond. Like you mentioned, Juju. Juju's playing better than his contract indicate. Like, the Bills and Chiefs are in a similar situation, yet feel light years apart in the same time.
I mean, Juju is making no money. Juju is on a one-year, $1.4 million deal with a $150,000 signing bonus. I mean, that's a fantastic contract from what you get from Juju Smith-Schuster. And the locker room, what he helps you in run, whatever you get from him is in the passing game is a bonus. You're not paying him any money to step in and be able to help you. Another thing I think from a salary cap perspective that has hurt Buffalo in their pursuit of trying to catch up with Kansas City, they've had to chase on some defensive contracts that you kind of have to if you're the challenger and not the champion. Kansas City has never been in a position where you felt like you needed to go get a Von Miller type to get you over the hump.
Frank Clark. I would apologize for remembering. Frank Clark was that guy little
Frank
bit.
Clark was also 27 when they paid him and not 32 years old when they paid him. That's a big difference. You remember Frank Clark was on his second contract. He got franchise tagged and then they got him. It ain't like we talking about Buffalo. Buffalo didn't get a 28-year-old Von Miller. That's a different conversation. It's not what Tyrann Mathieu was. I would say they did the exact same thing with Bosa, too. They signed a 30-year-old Joey Bosa. A 30-year-old Bosa who was drafted in the top 10 a decade ago. He has 2 sacks so far this season. He gave him $15 million guaranteed. That's what I mean. These are the kind of moves you got to make when you're the challenger. When you got 3 championships, you can be a little bit more selective and you're not pressing for anything. Buffalo has clearly been pressed. They do one of these kind of moves on defense that they think is going to be the missing piece. They do this once every 2, once every 3 years, and neither one of those deals have worked out for them so far. Coming up on the other side, we're going to head to the phone lines and be joined by friend of the show, Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. And first things first, that's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Hey Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. we always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5TheFan.com, and also the Odyssey app, getting you ready for Chiefs and Bills. 100% of the country will have access to Sunday's game, one of the more anticipated, one of the most important games of the national football regular season. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by TV star, podcast star, overall swell guy, Danny Parkins, but that's not what he goes by on this show. Park, what's good?
Good afternoon, C-Dot. I know you wanted to talk Chiefs-Bills, but I miss our annual Halloween candy draft. How are you, my friend? Happy Halloween.
I'm doing fantastic. Now when I think of you, I think of Halloween, and I think of, man, I was so excited to interview for that job in Chicago. And then this is the thing. I prepped and prepped for the Chicago Bears. I'm telling you, I read about the Bears for 2 weeks, and then an hour before I go on with you, Tony La Russa gets hired as the manager for the Chicago White Sox, and nobody in Chicago liked me for 24 hours.
Yeah, that was a tough debut for you. You were like, I don't know, La Russa seems like a pretty good hire. And, like, you were, like, totally reasonable based on, you know, all of his accomplishments. And Chicago was like, they're just doing it because he's Jerry Reinsdorf's friend. He's old. Let's not do this. And, yeah, that's not why you didn't get the job.
Jim Nantz said that both Mahomes and Allen need each other. Nick disagreed. I was somewhere in the middle. I think the NFL needs this storyline because it's a very easy storyline to buy into. One team wins all the time. There is another good team that hasn't won yet. So every year it's the storyline of when Josh Allen is going to break through. Where I agree with Nick is I do feel for a 5-6 year stretch, we kept trying to find who that adversary was going to be for Patrick Mahomes. At one point, it was Deshaun Watson. It was Joe Burrow. It was Lamar Jackson. Now we've kind of settled in on Josh Allen. When the truth is, Patrick Mahomes is chasing Tom Brady. He is chasing Joe Montana. That's his contemporaries at this point. It's not anybody in the National Football League. So I kind of fall somewhere in the middle. Where are you at on that topic?
So Josh Allen is the second best player in football. Mahomes is the best. Allen has beaten Mahomes in the regular season. Mahomes has beaten Allen in the playoffs, but it is the ultimate team game. Where Nick and I agree that, like, he agrees with me that Allen is the second best player in football. Where we disagree, I think, is on, like, the gap in the talent. The Bills traded the Chiefs the 10th overall pick in the 2017 draft, where the Chiefs drafted Mahomes. My argument is if the Bills would have kept that pick, and the Chiefs would have drafted Mahomes, and Allen would have had the year behind Alex Smith, and he would have had Andy Reid, and he would have had Tyreek Hill, and he would have had Travis Kelce, and he would have had, you know, Schwartz and that offensive line and the whole thing. Josh Allen would be a Super Bowl champion today. And Patrick Mahomes would be largely in the situation that Josh Allen is in today. Like, that they are close enough as talents. Now, maybe the Chiefs have one less, and maybe Buffalo has broken through and has one, but I do not believe that the gap between the individual of Patrick Mahomes and the individual of Josh Allen is so huge that it's ridiculous to say that those two are rivals. Now, is Mahomes the winner of the rivalry? Of course. Is it truly Manning v. Brady because Brady had the team accomplishments and Manning had the individual statistics? Like, no, it's not a perfect corollary. But when we're talking about the best against the second best, and by my eye test, my scout test, or whatever, the second best is not that much worse than the first guy, I think it's totally reasonable to say that they're rivals.
This is where I think there has been proven to be a decent-sized gap between these two. I've seen Mahomes in a lot of those ideal quarterback situations, those textbook, your team is down four, you got to go down the field, you got to score a touchdown, it is on you to lead a drive. And I've seen Mahomes have success in those scenarios. The last two seasons, Buffalo had a chance to knock off Kansas City. 2 years ago, they settled for a field goal, and Tyler Bass missed a 47-yard field goal. The next year, Buffalo got the ball at the 30-yard line. They didn't get to midfield in that scenario, turnover on downs, and then Kansas City wins the game. I'm with you. I think if we are judging regular season accomplishments, I don't think there's a large gap between these two. But if we're talking bottom of the ninth, 10 seconds left in the game, we're talking a two-minute drive, you got to go down the field. I've seen Mahomes do that time after time where I haven't seen Josh Allen do that yet, and that's the difference in these two.
Well, did he do it in the 13-second game?
And then Mahomes did it better than him, which sometimes in life people are just better than you. Patrick Ewing's right, an incredible player. Reggie Miller's an incredible player. Michael Jordan was just better than they were. That's life.
Right, but that's the thing. When people keep saying, when you do bottom of the ninth or you do basketball, this isn't baseball or basketball. This is football. Like, Josh Allen literally did it, and he left 13 seconds on the clock. And then Mahomes did it, but Mahomes needed Butker to make a kick. And then he needed to win a coin toss. Like, things that he didn't have anything to do with. And then they went and they did it in overtime, to his credit. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Mahomes. Mahomes is, I'm with you. He's the most talented guy I've ever seen. He is chasing Brady. I'm not saying that, I'm not taking anything away from him. I am merely saying that Josh Allen absolutely, to me, has proven that he can do it, but he doesn't have Andy Reid. He doesn't have Chris Jones. He doesn't have the things that Mahomes has had that have been better on the Chiefs side than the Bills side. And if we go back to from 2020 to today, Mahomes is first in the NFL in passing yards, passing touchdowns, regular season wins, and playoff wins. Josh Allen is third in passing yards. Justin Herbert just passed him for second like 2 weeks ago. He is second in passing touchdowns, second in regular season wins, and second in playoff wins. So if the guy is second to Mahomes in everything, in a 5.5-year sample, I just can't say that the gap is that big because of a drive in a playoff game last year. Like, was it a big drive? Of course. But there's no part of me that believes that Josh Allen, who's had, 24 touchdowns and 5 turnovers in his 10 career games against Kansas City, who's averaging over 300 yards from scrimmage against the Chiefs in the playoffs. Like, there's no part of me that believes that Josh Allen is not good enough to beat the Chiefs in the regular season or the playoffs.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. You can catch him on First Things First coming up later today. Danny, if I had a crystal ball and I tell you that one of these teams lose their division, that either Denver, New England, the Chargers, whomever you think it's going to be, that those teams are going to represent the AFC West or East and not Kansas City or Buffalo, which team do you think it would be? Which team is more likely to lose their division? Is it Kansas City or Buffalo?
Kansas City. Just because there's two teams in front of them. Like, again, I think the Chiefs are going to win their division. Like, to be very clear, I didn't, like, leave Kansas City and become a Chiefs hater. Like, I root for the Chiefs if it's not the Bears. I marvel at what Mahomes and Reed do. I'm close still with people in the organization, my wife's family. Like, it's not that. But just, like, the math of it says if the Chiefs lose this game to Buffalo and fall to 5-4 and they're in third place, Denver's got Houston, 50-50 shot of being 7-2. The Chargers have the Titans, like a 70-30 shot, if not more, probably more, actually, 80-20, of them being 6-3. So the Chiefs would be a game back of the Chargers in the loss column, 2 games back of the Broncos, but really 2 games back of the Chargers because they already lost the game head-to-head. So I just think because of the hole they dug and there's 2 other good teams in the AFC West and there's only 1 other good team in the AFC East, but just the math says that the Chiefs are more likely to not win their division. But again, to be clear, I think both the Chiefs and the Bills will win their division.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins, getting you ready for Chiefs and Bills. One criticism that a lot of people here locally have had about Buffalo is, if you look at their schedule, it's a little soft. Now, they beat the Ravens in Week 1. I think they get credit for beating the Ravens. The Ravens were not hurt at that time. Sure, we got different information as the season progressed, but that's a good win in Week 1 for Buffalo. Since then, any team that they've played with the pulse, they lost. They lost to the Patriots at home. They went on the road against the Falcons and really just got dominated. The Falcons controlled that game for all 60 minutes of it. Do you have questions about Buffalo, maybe, and their ability to stand up against those teams? This team, this Buffalo team, they don't seem as dominant as some of the teams that we've seen in years past, where I got to see them proven in 2025 that they're in that same caliber that we've seen them over the last handful of years.
I agree completely. I think that is totally fair. I think that that's more fair on the defensive side of the ball. Like, I think Josh Allen is a proven commodity, and I think their offensive line is excellent, and James Cook leads the NFL in rushing. So I do not think that there's much question for me about the Bills' offense. The Bills' defense, I think, is ninth right now in scoring, but to your point, they've played a bunch of tomato cans, and you know their rush defense is the worst it's been under Sean McDermott by more than 20 yards per game, and their pass defense, like, statistically is okay, but when they played Drake May, they got carved up, and when they played Lamar Jackson, they got carved up. And there's the Ed Oliver injury, and you know there's some issues there with some injuries on the defensive side of the ball. So the Chiefs should move the ball. The Chiefs should put it in the end zone. The Chiefs have scored 28 points in, what, 5 straight games at this point, including the loss to Jacksonville. So, yeah, I definitely think there are questions about how good this Buffalo team is on the defensive side of the ball. I do not think there are legitimate questions about how good Josh Allen or their offense is.
Normally, I feel like these two teams are pretty even, but my take this week has been this. In week two, I picked the Philadelphia Eagles. And people are like, why? Why are you picking the Eagles? Well, because the Eagles were just better than Kansas City. We saw that in the Super Bowl. There was no reason to think otherwise. I kind of feel the same way, but in reverse, at least for this one. I think right now Kansas City is better than Buffalo. I like their quarterback more with how he's playing. I think Mahomes is playing as well as any quarterback in the league. This is as well as Mahomes has played in maybe 3 seasons. I think Kansas City's offense is more complete this year than they've been in years past. I like Kansas City's offense. You just mentioned the defense. No question to me who has the better defense in this. I would take the Chiefs coaching staff over I would take the Bills. I just think that the Chiefs are a better version of the Bills, and I'm guessing on Sunday we see that play itself out.
Yeah, I think that's all totally fair. Listen, the Bills were my Super Bowl pick before the year, and Josh Allen was my MVP pick on TV. But like, it's not who you play, but when you play them. Right now, there's really no argument to be made that the Bills are better than the Chiefs. Now, they play them tough all the time. They play them tough in the regular season. It's in Buffalo. It's maybe the last time the Chiefs go, you know, obviously we don't know how the playoffs are going to shake out, but it could be the last time the Chiefs go to this stadium. It's going to be a raucous home crowd environment for Buffalo. So this game can go either way, but based on the 2025 data that we have on these two teams, like, clearly the Chiefs have put together a more impressive resume than Buffalo.
Have you ever been to Buffalo before? Have you been to one of those games? I know you went to Q, so it seems like at some point you made the trip to Buffalo.
You know, it's an embarrassment. I didn't. I did not. I've been to Buffalo. I've been to Buffalo a number of times. I've been to, you know, been to Toronto. I've been to Niagara Falls. I've been to the Anchor Bar to have the home of the Buffalo Wing. But I actually never went to a Bills game, which is a terrible job by me.
Two questions and I'll get you out of here. First question is, to me, this is the biggest question in the National Football League. Are you a believer in the Indianapolis Colts? Not that they're just going to make the playoffs. Do you think we're looking at a true Super Bowl contending team?
It's a little early to say true Super Bowl contending team, but I don't think this is last year's Vikings. Like, I think they're better than last year's Vikings. I think that what they do is just going to be tough for any team. Like, they have an offensive line that's playing better than any unit in football. They can run the ball. They don't turn it over. That is a very, very, like, difficult thing to do. Like, Pierce, Pittman, Warren, Taylor, that offensive line, no turnovers. Like, it's just, it's a really tough offense to defend. And listen, I picked them to win the AFC South on the show before the year, and Nick picked them to be the worst team in the NFL. And I was like, man, the last 2 years, they've won 8 and 9 games with Gardner Minshew and Anthony Richardson. Like, Shane Steichen's a good coach. He is a good offensive coach. So I am a believer in Indianapolis as, like, they're really good. I've got to see them play a couple of better teams before I'm willing to say, like, full-blown Super Bowl contender. But I don't think that they're some sort of fluke regular season darling that's going to be, you know, awful in the playoffs.
I'll ask you that same question about the Denver Broncos. The Broncos have been very, very competitive. They've probably won some games they should have lost. They probably lost some games that they should have won. Where do you stand with the Denver Broncos?
Broncos fans are very angry with me. Like, they're chirping in my comments and my mentions that I don't have them in my top 10. I feel like that, like, Bo Nix overthrows guys that are open, but then he scores touchdowns, and those are valuable. And they're a very talented defense, but that they also allow 30 points to the Giants and Jackson Dart. Like, they're a confusing team to figure out. So I will be honest, I don't really believe in them, but I know that Broncos fans really believe in them. And I know it's like, oh, well, of course, hometown bias. It seems like Denver fans are carrying it like they know something about their team that the rest of us don't know. And that just is like, I am willing to listen and I'm willing to be wrong. But as of this moment in time, I do not believe in the Denver Broncos.
There's this line in the movie American Gangster where they talk about brand names. And I think that this rivalry between the Chiefs and the Bills, it just kind of built up a brand name. Like, you as a neutral party, you just as somebody that covers the NFL, loves the NFL, big fan of it, you know exactly what to expect with this game. This is going to be a game that in the last 5 minutes is going to come down to one play. It's going to be tightly contested. The crowd is going to be into it. And it's going to come down to a great play from either one of these quarterbacks. This might be the last time that we see it in this venue. So, you know, Bills fans are going to be extra jacked up about it. We got the CBS Nance and Romo crew there. This game is really important, not just in the respective divisions, but also in the race for who can be the one seed in the AFC. It's just kind of hard to drum up a much more important regular season game, especially in the middle part of the season, than what we have coming up Sunday.
Listen, man, I agree with you. Like, sometimes I get frustrated if, like, everything turns into, like, NBA analysis and Mahomes and Allen and legacy talk and, well, they got to prove that they can beat him in January. It's like, well, this isn't January. Like, it's October. So can we talk about the game that's happening? Or I guess the game will be in November. Like, can we talk about the game that's going to happen in early November, or do we have to make everything about January? It's like, that's something that I push back on all the time. But, like, the loser of this game has a legitimate chance of losing their division and being the 5 seed. And let's say Baltimore goes on a run and wins the AFC North. Would you love it if it was Chiefs at Ravens wild card weekend? That's a tough path. Like, that's a tough path to a Super Bowl. So yeah, this is a massive, massive game.
That is our dear friend Danny Parkins with Fox Sports 1. You can catch him on First Things First. Every time I refresh my podcast page, he's on somebody's podcast. Danny, I'm just waiting for you to, like, go on Rewatchables or something like that where you can, like, review some old Tom Hanks movie. That's when I know you've really made it.
Oh, God, I would love, dude. I would love. Like, that's like, we've never talked about it. I would love it. Like, I want to do a bad movie on the Rewatchables. Like, obviously I would love to do a classic comedy, like a Blues Brothers or something. Like, that would be amazing. But, like, let me in there for Con Air. Like, let me in there for Gone in 60 Seconds. Let me in there for Armageddon. Like, some sort of, like, bad 90s, early 2000s action movie on the Rewatchables. Like, that's where I think I could really shine.
Park, we appreciate you.
Get some almond joys, Carrington. Get some Swedish fish and some Sour Patch Kids and some Reese's Pieces. See you, buddy.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, that's a man after my own heart, man. Shout out to my brother. Shout out to one of my best friends, Danny Parkins of FS1 and First Things First. Let me remind you guys that today is a FanDuel Friday on The Drive. It is presented by FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL and also us here at 96.5 The Fan. I think there are 5 marquee games coming up this Sunday. One of those games we've been talking a lot about. We don't need to talk about it. We'll get back to it here in a little bit. Chiefs and Bills. In fact, I will tell you guys at least what I am doing. I am going to bump the Chiefs up to 3.5 and get plus money for this. I just think the Chiefs are better than Buffalo. Give me the better coaching staff, the better offense, the better defense. I'm taking the Chiefs -3.5. You can currently get that at +142. You know they always got a boost over there on FanDuel. So turn that 142 into like +210. Get 2-1 odds on the Chiefs to win the game by at least 4 points. Can't beat it. That's just my suggestion. There's 4 other games that I would kind of rope into this, and I'm calling it like the Fantastic Five, the Fab Five. Niners, Giants, Colts, Steelers, Broncos, Texans, Seahawks, Commanders. Now, Seahawks, Commanders doesn't sound like it's a big game, but Jaden Daniels is back, and Seattle is one of those teams in the NFC, so certainly a worthwhile game. You still got a team going from the West Coast to the East Coast. Jaden Daniels is back. I think that's got a chance to be one of the better games of the day. So let's go to Niners and Giants. The Niners going from West to East Coast. It's early in the morning. San Francisco is a 2.5-point favorite in that one. Rob, do you think that the Niners are potentially walking into a little bit of a danger zone?
So, yes, I do think they're walking into a little danger zone. However, they walked into the same danger zone last week. On our Circa picks, our, you know, five we do around the station here, me, Gold, and some others, we were all thinking, oh, man, the Niners are a dog at the Texans. This is free money. And the Texans beat them and covered. That was the game where you felt like, oh, something's up, something's hinky. So I think they're walking into a trap, but I think they'll be more alert to the trap because they kind of fell into the trap last weekend in Houston.
This feels like a really big spot for the Indianapolis Colts. There's certainly a lot of questions about them. Now, I don't think that going on the road and beating the Steelers now has people ready to put the Colts into the Super Bowl. But, I mean, they're 7-1 right now. They go on the road and play the Pittsburgh Steelers. This certainly feels like a little bit of a dangerous spot, I think, for Indianapolis. If you're Pittsburgh, I mean, you got to be aware of what's happening. It feels like the Ravens have now woken up, and it's going to be a fight the rest of the way. A lot of people felt that way about the AFC North. I kind of like the Steelers in this one. Maybe I'm just slow to kind of buy into the Indianapolis Colts on the road, tough defense, back potentially up against the wall for the Steelers. Early November, late October, fall weather. Give me the Steelers at home. I'm going to take them on the money line. I'm going to take them at plus money.
See, I feel like the Steelers are a lot of fool me once, shame on you type of energy. I've felt like they're eventually going to start looking like one of those type of teams that we think, oh, they're a threat in the AFC, and they keep letting me down. I actually think the Colts are the play here because they're going to assert, hey, we're actually that team in the AFC. Like, people like you and me and Parkins and Nick and everyone is talking about them like they're some cute story, but eventually it will end. I think the Steelers, who are kind of mediocre, are going to get beat by the Colts. They're about to make a statement on Sunday against decrepit Aaron Rodgers.
We got the Broncos and Texans. We also have the Seahawks and the Commanders. Between the Broncos and the Seahawks, which one do you think is more likely to get sniped on Sunday?
Denver. I think Houston's turning a corner. I think Houston is starting to look like the Houston we thought. They're one of the best defense, if not the best defense in the NFL. That defense is special. And if C.J. Stroud doesn't throw the ball to the other team, they can win football games. DeMeco Ryan's a good coach. So I think Denver is a little bit of a spot here. I think they get sniped on Sunday.
Coming up on the other side, we are going to play a very special Halloween game. We're going to play a game called Classic or Trash. I'll explain the rules. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Thank you.
Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to very serious Chiefs and Bills things. But today is Halloween. We got to pay respects to the holiday. I am dressed up today. If you guys are watching the stream of this, I was going to be Will Smith from Men in Black. That's who I wanted to be on the TV earlier today on Fox 4. But they told me I had to dress up like a Chiefs fan. So I just put on clothes that I would imagine someone would wear if they were going to the Chiefs game. So that's why I'm dressed like this. If you're wondering, who's Carrington? Well, I'm you. That's what I am. I am a Chiefs fan for Halloween. All right, we will talk about the Chiefs coming up in a little bit. I promise you, Nate Taylor will be in studio. There's a lot of things to talk about. But, I mean, we got to talk a little Halloween. We're going to play a game called Classic or Trash. I am going to give you the name of a polarizing Halloween treat. And you're going to have two categories to put it in. Is this a classic candy or is it trash? Rob, hit the music. First up, Tootsie Rolls. Classic or trash?
Coming out the gate with a tough one. I am going to lean classic. It is not the best chocolate candy, but it is not the worst. You probably are when you empty your Halloween bags later tonight if you're a kiddo. You're not racing to eat the Tootsie Roll, but you're not donating it away or trying to trade it away at school. You'll eventually eat it just toward the end of your time with said candy. So it's a lean, but I'm leaning toward classic.
Can you turn the music down just for a little bit? Tootsie Rolls are quite possibly the worst candy that God ever created. He has made a lot of beautiful things. Tootsie Roll is on the exact opposite ends of the spectrum. They are big trash, big deaf and ball, big waste management, awful. Please, please do not feed these to your children. I wouldn't feed these to my worst enemy. I wouldn't wish Tootsie Rolls on them. Awful. What are they? Are they chocolate? Is it licorice? I don't even know what it is. All I know is I'm not eating one. No, trash. Big trash. Let's move on. Next one, Weathers Original.
Oh, this is hot trash.
Classic or trash?
Hot trash. This is bank candy. This is in your grandma's little dish candy. This is something where if you are trick-or-treating, which is the criteria I am using for this game, if you're dumping your bag out at the end of the evening and you see a Werther's Original, you are not keeping it. You are not eating it. You are not excited about it. No child on earth like, ooh, I got a Werther's. This is trash. Don't say it's classic. Don't do this. Don't do this.
Classic.
Oh.
I mean, Turner Classic Movies.
Oh.
That's what these are. Turner Classic Movies. You know what I used to love? Maybe your grandma did this. You go over there And grandma was always happy to see you. Hey, baby, how you doing? She gave you a hug. She pinched your cheek a little bit. She had that candy dish right by the front door. Stayed stocked. And you know what it stayed stocked with? A Werther's Original. Love them. A+. Two thumbs up. Love them. Absolutely. Great. Fantastic. I get it. Oh, I love it. Keeping it moving. One I know that you and I can bond over. I only put this on there so you and I could bond. Dots.
Rob, okay.
Go ahead and tell them about Dots.
Okay.
Tell them.
Dots is 100% classic. Dots is an elite candy. That little mini box that has like 6 or 8 of them in there. Oh, it's incredible. The boss used to keep them in her office, a little box of them. Me and you emptied her out. It was absolutely 1,000% a classic Halloween candy. I won't listen to text line slander Dots. They're incredible.
Now, this is the thing about Dots. I'm going to go classic. But only in the little baby box. Getting a big box of Dots? Nuts. Like tomorrow, if you and I were going to see a movie, like we're going to go see Black Phone 2. And then I'm like, hey, can you get me some movie candy? If you got me the big box of Dots, I'm assuming that you don't want me to have teeth. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm assuming. Like, you want my teeth to come out. Come on now. So I love Dots. Don't get me wrong. I do. I really do. But just a little baby box. You know what I'm talking about. I got about 3 or 4 in there. Give me 2 baby boxes of Dots. That's all I need. All right. Classic or trash? Sweet Tarts.
Okay. So I think we're going to stay on the same page here. Classic. I love a nice Sweet Tart. Sweet Tarts are good. Now,
trash is what they are.
No.
That's
no,
what they
no.
are.
No.
Trash.
Sweet these Tarts are
the,
good.
These are the Dylan Gabriel of candies.
Don't
That's
do this.
What they are. They're trash.
You're talking about Smarties. Smarties are trash. Sweet Tarts.
All Smarties are the Shedeur Sanders.
Sweet Tarts are good.
Candy.
If you went to the movies and you got me a box of Sweet Tarts, I would say thank you. What an excellent purchase for me. Sweet Tarts are good.
Yeah, no, Sweet Tarts. 2 thumbs down. I wish I had more hands to give them. Boom. Down. Somebody said, what about Good and Plenty? You've been blocked, all right? Come on now. Let's not be disrespectful. All right? We having a little bit of fun here. Now you got to throw Good and Plenty into the mix. Good and terrible. Terrible. Awful. Come on now. Be better. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be better. Rob, Butterfingers. Classic or trash?
I feel like this whole segment is just us not being on the same page because these are trash.
Oh, big trash. Super trash.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, super trash.
Big trash.
Come on now.
You mentioned your teeth with Dots. Butterfinger will be in your teeth for months. No matter how many times you brush, floss, the whole deal. Butterfinger, big, big trash.
Oh my goodness. That's super trash energy. Big trash energy. All right. Nerds. Not Nerds gummies. I'm talking about the OG in the little baby box. You know what I'm talking about. Nerds. You going Nerds classic or trash?
Nerds are tough because I like the flavor, but they are a pain in the ass to eat. Like, I'm going to either get my hand in there and eat them one by one like pebbles or, like, you know, shoot them like a shot. I'm going to lean trash because of the inconvenient way they are required to be eaten. So I'm going to lean trash. But it's not about flavor. It's about problematic way to eat them.
Trash. Big trash. Come on now. These are terrible, is what they are. Terrible. You can turn the music down. I want to spend a little bit of time before we get back to football, and I know why you're here. You know a candy that doesn't get nearly enough credit? Sour Patch Straws. You know what I'm talking about. They come in all kinds of colors and flavors. They got the green ones, the blue ones, the red ones, the little Sour Patch Straws. Oh, my goodness. Timeless is what they are. I'm not saying they're the Mahomes or Brady. They're the Drew Brees, though. Hall of Famer, accurate. Everybody loves them. Sour Patch Straws. They don't get nearly enough credit this time of the year. I don't know why. I love them. I love them when they come in that little one individual bag. You know what I'm talking about, like the one little half one. Oh my goodness, every time. They don't get nearly enough credit, so they're going to get credit today on this show. Classic is what they're going to get. I'm sitting here and I'm seeing people defend Butterfingers. Like, you're sick. That's what you are. You're defending Butterfingers? Terrible. Terrible decisions. Terrible life choices. Coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined in studio by Nate Taylor of ESPN. We got so much Chiefs and Bills to preview. Keep it right here. So drive.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.